Hi, and welcome to the Christian American Man Podcast. This podcast examines what it means to be a husband, a father, a son, and basically a man living in America in the 21st century. I'm your host, Phil Wilson. In each episode, we'll talk about a wide variety of topics, from moral issues to family matters to politics. We'll talk about guns, we'll talk about hobbies, music, and all things manly, Christian, and of course, American. And now, here's your host, me. Hi, welcome back to the Christian American Man Podcast. Glad to have you back with us today. This is episode 7, and we're happy to be able to talk to you. We're continuing to go through the Christian American Manifesto. And last week we talked about how that we need to be involved in government, be involved in society, be involved in the marketplace to affect positive change. And so today we're going to be talking about that a Christian American man respects and honors the delegated authority of his leaders in work and in government, except when that authority runs contrary to the express will and purpose of the kingdom of God. And I think it's important for us to make that exception, and we'll talk about that exception here in just a bit. So when I talk about delegated authority, so there's a difference between delegated authority and direct authority. Direct authority is God's authority himself. So that's the authority that he's given, and it is his inherent because he's our creator. He is not a created being. He always has been, always will be, and always is. And so he has that direct authority. He made us. He can take us out. And so he has the authority to be able to say what we need to do and what's right and what's wrong. And so that's what I mean by direct authority. Delegated authority is a little different. So with delegated authority, you might think of it this way. So as a husband or as a father, a man is given delegated authority from God to be able to operate under the auspices of those roles within his own household. If you're a supervisor in a company, a manager, a supervisor, a director, a vice president, something of that nature, you've been given authority, and that authority may have been given to you by a person. But the fact of the matter is, it is because God has allowed you to be able to be involved in that situation. And so the fact is, that's a delegated authority from God as well. Likewise, for government leaders, they may be elected officials, they may be appointed officials. But if God did not want them to be there, he would not allow them to be there. And so they've been given delegated authority too. Now, I know that someone may be thinking, you know, I've got a boss that that I just can't stand. They're ungodly. They're difficult. They make me cringe every time they walk by. Or the government leaders that I see involved in government many times are crooked or they're in some way corrupt, and I just can't imagine that God placed them there. Folks, I'm going to tell you, sometimes God allows us to have wicked leaders in our lives for a variety of different purposes. He can use anybody for anything, and he has used different people for different things over the years, even wicked people for good purposes. But likewise, sometimes he sets us up with wicked rulers or wicked leaders because we may need the redirection that comes from that. Sometimes we get good leaders because we are worthy of the blessing of that. But ultimately, all these things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, and we know that because that's what the Bible says. When we think about delegated authority, though, it's important for us to be respectful of that delegated authority. Now, I know that over the last two, and I'll use this as an example because it's such an obvious example. I'll know that over the past two presidential administrations, we have had two different political parties that have had two different presidents in office, had very different philosophical differences, had very different methods of leadership, had different ideologies. And I know that many people have derided, have insulted, have told jokes about or made disparaging remarks about both of the men that have been in office, both the current president as well as the past president. And depending on what political affiliation that you have, that may have impacted you. But the fact of the matter is, folks, let me tell you something. Even if it's somebody you don't agree with, even if it's somebody from a different political party, even if it's somebody from a different ideology of you, they are worthy of your respect because God has given them delegated authority. So you may disagree with them, and it's okay to voice your disagreement because, praise God, we're in a country in the United States of America where you still can voice your opinion. Now, some folks will try to stifle that, and that's a part of the process, but you still have the ability to do that. You've got the freedom of speech, and so you can do that, but I encourage you to treat the office as well as those in the office with respect as you engage in the interaction that deals with government. Likewise, I say the same thing about the marketplace and the place in which you work. You know, you may hear people that say terrible things about the boss that you may have. And you may feel some things about the boss that you may have. I'm reminded of the old country song that Johnny Paycheck did called Take This Job and Shove It. And a lot of folks have that kind of an attitude. And I understand that. And I know why that folks have that. But it is important for us to be respectful of those that have been placed in authority over us. And to do that, that's Christ-like. And it's important for us to recognize that we see that throughout the Bible, that even when we're talking about a wicked ruler, even when we're talking about a wicked government ruler, or we're talking about a wicked ruler in terms of a merchant or a farmer or somebody that's employing someone else, we see it over and over and over again, that God's pattern is for us to treat them with respect. You know, Paul wrote a letter called Philemon or Philemon, depending on how you want to pronounce it. And it is all about, he writes the letter on behalf of a runaway slave that he's sending back to his master. And that's an interesting thing. And I'm not condoning slavery, not in any shape or form. So please don't take this this way. However, I will tell you that he was in favor of sending this young man back so that his master, who claimed to be a believer, could see the witness of that individual. Now Paul also encourages that master to be forgiving and loving and gracious, and I believe that was his thought process around that, rather than to treat him like a runaway slave. But it is important for us to understand that we are to treat those that have been placed in delegated authority over us with respect. Now, having said all of that, what about the exception that I talked about at the beginning of the podcast? What about when they have thoughts, wishes, commands that run contrary to the express will and purpose of the kingdom of God? And, you know, one of these things might be abortion is an issue that we see today. And, of course, we should oppose that as Christians. I believe that God is a pro-life God. He didn't create anything by accident. And if you have a child that is growing inside of you, it's because God allowed it to happen. And so regardless of what your actions are or your preventative measures were, God allowed that to happen, and it's a gift from God. The Bible always says that every child is a gift from God. And so we need to respect that and need to understand that. And so, yes, we can go against these things when the government says that an abortion is legal. Well, yes, it's legal, but it's not moral. And so we should stand up and we should make statements against that. If the government tells us that we shouldn't pray in the workplace or pray in school, well, I'm sorry, I can pray anywhere I want to because I am a subject to a higher power, and that's the King of everything. But likewise, it is important for us to understand that even if we participate in civil disobedience, there is a respectful way to do that, and there's a way to do that honoring the delegated authority that God has placed over us. I'll give you a few examples of that. So one of the examples that I can think of right off the top of my head that's really a strong one is that of Daniel. You know, Daniel was a refugee or a prisoner of war, if you will, that had been taken captive by the Babylonians, and then he was raised up and reared up by them. He engaged in several different kinds, and he and his friends engaged in several different kinds of civil disobedience, but they were always respectful. I'm reminded of when the king had issued a decree that you were supposed to bow down to the gods of that kingdom, and that you were not supposed to pray to the God of the Hebrews, Jehovah God. And you know, Daniel would very purposefully open the doors, open the windows of to his home, and he would go out and he would pray publicly so that people could see him disobeying that order, to the point where he forced the king's hand. The king had to cast him into the lion's den, and reluctantly so, because he liked Daniel. But it's interesting that whenever he goes down to the lion's den the next day and he calls out to see if Daniel's still alive, Daniel responds this way. He says, "O king, live forever." In other words, long live the king. He gives that honored greeting to the king that was respectful, respecting the delegated authority of the king, even though the king had cast him in to be executed. And so it's interesting to see that. Likewise, we see when Jesus is on trial before Herod and before Pontius Pilate and before the Sanhedrin, he is direct. He does not speak to some of them. He does speak to some of them and responds to some of them, but always respectfully so. He does not approach them in a way that is insulting to them. He just speaks the truth. And again, we see it with the Apostle Paul as he is arrested and he's begins his journey to Rome. He goes before a number of royal households, magistrates, government officials, and he is always respectful. He is always cognizant of the fact that he is standing before a delegated authority of that God has put in place, even though that person might be a pagan, they might be ungodly, they might do all sorts of atrocious things, they might have all sorts of ungodly ideologies. He is still respectful of the authority that they're placed in. That's what we have to do. We need to be wise as serpents and meek as doves, the Bible says, and we need to convey our civil disobedience when those exceptions arise in such a way that is always Christ-like, and it always understands that individuals that are placed in delegated authority are there because God allows them to be there, regardless of what their opinions are, regardless of what their political positions are. And so I think it's important for us to do that. I think it's important for us not to engage the way that the world does, to make jokes, to throw out memes that disparage and insult politicians. I see it all the time on social media. I understand it. It's tempting, especially as foolish as some of their actions sometimes seem, but it is important for us to be respectful, regardless of what side of the political spectrum that you may fall on. It's important for us to understand that God places people and delegated authority, and we need to respect them at work, in government, in our church, in our school, in our homes. And so with that, I will bid you a good week. I hope you have a good week. Remember to go out to the platform in which you listen to us. Be sure to post a positive review for us. Share it with somebody that you think might get something good from it. And remember to always be the Christian American man that God, this country, and your family needs. Take care.